Friends, in the Mass, when we use the first Eucharistic prayer, the Roman Canon, I pray this little paragraph that sometimes we kind of go over kind of quickly. The priest says, he says, "Be pleased to look upon these offerings." So talking about the offer, so this is right after the consecration. So these offerings is the bread and not the bread and wine, but the body and blood of Jesus. "Look upon these offerings, the body and blood of Jesus, with a serene and kindly countenance." Countenance is the face of God. So we ask God to look upon the sacrifice of his Son. "And accept them as ones you were pleased to accept the gift of your servant Abel the just." So we're asking God to not only accept the sacrifice of Jesus, but also to accept us. "To accept the gift of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim." So, in the Eucharistic prayer, right after the consecration, we mention three Old Testament sacrifices: that of Abel, Abraham, and Melchizedek. Abel, who offered his first fruits to God, he offered to God his most choice livestock, that which was most valuable to him. Melchizedek offers bread and wine. And Abraham offers his son Isaac. So the reason that we mention these three Old Testament sacrifices of Abel, Abraham, and Melchizedek is because they point to the sacrifice of the Mass. They point to that which is most valuable, that which is most dear to us, the body and blood of Jesus. They point to the sacrifice of the Son of God, and they point to the sacrifice of Jesus, body and blood, under the appearances of bread and wine. What I'd like to do is I'd like to focus on why we call Abraham our father in faith. Okay, because this is what the second reading today is all about. The second reading today comes from the book of Hebrews. And it's a bit, Hebrews is dense. It's dense. And so it's powerful, however. And so it's very good just to unpack it a little bit because it has so much to speak to us today. Abraham is always considered the model of faith par excellence. Okay, so the book of Hebrews today in the second reading mentions four times that God asked Abraham for his faith. The first time was when God asked Abraham to leave his homeland. He asked him to pack up and move. The second, he asked Abraham to roam around Canaan, the land of Canaan, like a nomad with no permanent place to live. God asked Abraham to believe that he would bless his wife Sarah with a child, even though she was sterile. And the last time is that God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. The one thing in common, the thing that we can take from this, the one thing in common is that each time God asks Abraham for his faith, every time God asks Abraham to put faith in his plan, he couldn't see it. Abraham couldn't see how God's plan was going to be fulfilled, how God's promises to him were going to be fulfilled. But that is the essence of faith. The book of Hebrews defines faith today. It says that faith is the, our translation today says realization. Perhaps a better translation is assurance. So faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Okay? So, what Hebrews wants to do is it wants to tell us that faith is a different kind of knowing. Okay? So take this for instance. First of all, faith is assurance. It is certainty. As opposed to other forms of knowledge like opinion or doubt, it's assurance. I am sure, I am certain of something that I cannot see. And it's not an opinion. For instance, it's not an opinion that God exists or that my sins are forgiven or that there is a bond of marriage between my spouse and I. These are not opinions, but I have assurance of these things, that these things are real. These deal with things not seen, secondly. So this is what makes faith different from a science experiment, right? So a science experiment, we can see, we know by seeing the evidence, right? But that doesn't mean that what we know by faith is not true or is not real just because we can't see it. I can't see that God exists. I can't see my sins forgiven. I can't see that bond of marriage between my wife and I. Or I'm not married, but you know, so between spouses. So many times in our life, we find ourselves in Abraham's shoes. When God asks us of something, when he inspires us to do something, we know that when God works powerfully in our lives, and sometimes God allows us to suffer a great deal. In all of these cases, like when God told Abraham what he wanted him to do, even though he couldn't see how it was going to be accomplished. So many times we also can't see God's plan. We can't see into the next month or the next year what it will bring. It's especially in these moments, however, that God gives us the gift of faith. Because even though I can't see God's plan in front of me, even though he wants me to do something, but I'm like, God, I don't know how that's going to be accomplished, I have assurance, Hebrews says. I have certainty that yes, God loves me and God is leading me. God is inspiring me. And that this is not just an opinion or something that I guess at, but it's reality. And this is assurance of things hoped for. I know that if I place my faith in God's plan for me, the only place it's going to lead me, the only place possible it's going to lead me, is eternal beatitude, is happiness in heaven, more than I can ever imagine to see God face to face. You know, God made many promises to Abraham. He made many promises to Abraham that he couldn't see for sure how they were going to be fulfilled. Yet he had faith. He believed God and he trusted in him. For that reason, we call him our Father in faith. Let us go in his footsteps. Let us remember that God is a Father, first of all. God is a Father that always keeps his promises. Our God is God who is faithful to us. He doesn't call us to do something or inspire us to do something and then pull away. God is faithful to us. He's a Father who keeps his promises. So may we put our faith in his plan for us. Just as Abraham loved God and was obedient to him, even though he couldn't see it, may we love and obey God in doing what he has inspired us to do, assured that if we do, God, just as he prepared for Abraham, that God will prepare a place for us in his heavenly city. May it be so. Amen.